Want to have your own business but don't want to start from scratch? Franchising might be the answer you're looking for. Welcome to the Level Up with Nick Lopez Show, the show that brings you thought leaders in business, franchising, and high-performance personal development. Whether you're a buyer, seller, franchisee, franchisor, or consultant, find everything you need to know about franchising right here. Own a business without the pain and financial losses that come with creating it. Find the time, freedom, and financial independence you can have through entrepreneurship. Learn how franchising can help you get there. Listen up and get ready for another episode of The Level Up with Nick Lopez Show.
Welcome to The Level Up Show with Nick Lopez, where we have the absolute pleasure of learning from thought leaders in business, franchising, and high performance personal development. Today is another episode of The People at Lime. And today's guest is Lime's VP of Marketing, Ted Adams. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Yeah, this is going to be one heck of a conversation. I think by the end, you'll understand why. Definitely tune in. Something tells me that we are going to level up throughout this conversation. Ted, you know, you talk about somebody that is a master in franchising. What's that rule? Like 10,000 hours and, you know, establishes expertise. And you've certainly been at marketing for quite some time. You've worn a lot of entrepreneurial hats. And I think probably one of my favorite things about you, there's a lot, but probably one of my top is your leadership. You talk about hours and experience in leading people. This is somebody that is a leader in marketing. Ted, I'm excited to dive in. You can do all of these things with your skills, but you know, you chose to align with Lime Painting. You know, what was it about Lime? Why did you pursue this opportunity?
First and foremost, thanks, Nick. Appreciate you having me inside of Lime and on the podcast. It's an honor to do both. Why Lime for me? I've learned through coaching thousands of businesses over my time that I've been a business coach and owned marketing companies and seen the inside workings of companies is that companies are like children. They're kind of a reflection of the mother, the rightful mother and father of the business. So if you don't like the owner, you probably don't like the company, right? Nick, you know this about me. One of the reasons I chose Lime is just because of you and who you are and the fact that you're true to your values. One of Lime's values is integrity. And I would say that you have a very, very high level of integrity of what you profess to be as a company and who you are. One thing I've learned about you and I both embrace the EOS system, the Entrepreneurs Operating System, is that there's a big distinction between aspirational values and core values. And that distinction is what you aspire to and who you are. And what I'll say is that Lime not only has incredible values that I love, like some of my favorites are gratitude and love as a value. Who has love as a value these days, right? But just has incredible values, but also more importantly, has incredible integrity and alignment of who they actually are as an internal organization and who they profess to be. That's why Lime.
Yeah, it's one thing, my goodness, you know, you're pursuing opportunities and things conversationally in that recruiting process, of course, you know, are ideal, right? There, nothing's ever, you know, not great when you're recruiting somebody into your organization. And so you get a lot of insight once you're inside the organization. Yeah. So I think the thing that I appreciate about what you just shared is that reality is most certainly not just talked about externally from a marketing perspective and a branding standpoint, but yeah, it's lived out and you call that culture, intentional culture.
Another strong attribute that I didn't expect as part of the culture is the rhythm of the EOS system. I've seen the inside workings of thousands of businesses and the way that Lime executes the EOS system is amongst the top I've ever seen. They have a very awesome rhythm of accountability and transparency and execution. And there's a guy, he's passed away now, the late Paul J. Myers, but he's a Christian man. And he used to always say, that leadership, right? He has a lot of definitions of leadership, but they studied, I don't know, I'm going to screw this up. I don't know the number, but let's call it 20,000 of the top leadership organizations and their people and what helps their people to perform and to stay and to love their job and love their work. And the two things that they found were performance and relationships. So very, very high levels of performance are required to love your job, and very, very deep relationships are required to love their job, love your jobs. I think it's sports, or I don't know what taught you that, Nick. Maybe it's just personal discipline, but the way that you expect extraordinary performance out of your people, but yet build incredibly deep relationships. It was kind of a bonus after joining Line that I learned that now you really do embrace great leadership and maybe unconsciously embrace it. I don't know if that's intentional, but that's another bonus why Line, the values got me, the culture kept me is what I'll say.
That's pretty awesome. We should make that as a t-shirt. Yeah, it certainly is fun building an empire, specifically building the Lime Empire, and doing that with empire-minded individuals. And as you can see, right, it's not just our franchise partners, it's our team at Home Office, very entrepreneurial-minded and aligned with empire builders. You know, obviously that's our business, but in the home service space, I mean, oh my gosh, how often do you think about construction and scaling a business or having an empire mindset in the blue collar space, home services space, the trades, whatever you want to call it, all the non-sexy stuff that everybody needs, regardless of whether the economy is doing great or not. And it's not just residential, it's also commercial. You have homeowners that, you know, require our services and commercial facilities that we all appreciate. I could talk about Lime all day, but the point I'm making here is that having great leadership in marketing to convey that message and to show up that way in the market, that's critical. We have to lead that frontier as an organization because we're defining these things. We're defining what it means to be an empire builder, to bring white-collar practices to a blue-collar space, to level up the professionalism and the quality and the expectations, the reputation of the trades in the marketplace. There is certainly a tremendous amount of momentum with organizations standardizing home services. But the beautiful thing is that Lime is the only ones doing it in the luxury sectors. You know, you talk about all these things in marketing, but really, once you know who you are as an organization, a lot of that, frankly, does align with positioning. I mean, it's all about positioning in marketing. And you have to know who you're serving, who you're not serving. And as a result, you're going to build a culture that best serves that customer. You're going to build a product offering that aligns with that customer expectation. For us, that positioning is price and quality. High price, high quality. And obviously, in the market, there's plenty of need for low price, low quality, and everything in between, but you can't be everything to everybody. We're very focused on the customer wants to pay more to get more. They don't want to overpay, right? But they want to pay more to get more. They want more value. They expect value. They want peace of mind. They care about high-grade solutions. They want artisans doing the craftsmanship, and they want the customer service and the account management that goes along with that. Not everybody wants that. Frankly, hey, smack a price on a piece of paper and that's lower than all the other ones. I'll see you on Monday. Hey, that's an option. Absolutely. But you have some great insights on positioning that I would love for you to share.
Yeah, I'd just say marketing, there's two pieces of it. It's actually being fruitful or call it valuable. And then there's multiplication of that value, right? There's your inside reality, and then there's the outside perception. I think that distinction of inside reality versus outside perception, a lot of people start with the multiplication or the outside perception before they build up their inside reality, right? Before they are who they say they are, they're communicating their aspirations, right? What Lime has done significantly well is they've said no to what would derail them from their market positioning. And most people, decision is, it actually has the word scission, like scissors, right? Like you got to cut off the choices. Within positioning, wealth, or call it money, is attracted to value. When you understand who you are and who you serve, you also understand who you don't serve. And with time and consistently making that decision, you get to refine your value proposition for those that you do serve. We've done that with Lime, inside of Lime, before I was here, on both the franchise sales side, and we've done it with our customer, if that makes sense. We say no to people that aren't aligned with our values. And we do it a lot of times before we ever have to say no, right? People select us and people deselect us based on who we are. And so anyway, that being said, one thing that spoke to me just where this principle came from, it's a biblical principle. It talks about where God's talking about taking dominion. Most people think that scripture that says, be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue is about having kids, right? They think, well, go have more kids. That's not what he was saying. He was talking about the multiplication of value and how you take dominion, how you take authority of the earth, right? And it was through business. It's being valuable. It's being uniquely valued and uniquely positioned, and then multiplying that value on earth. And the first step is, you know, it says, be blessed and then be multiplied, you know, then be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. So be blessed. We are blessed with some gift, skills, and ability. Nick, you specifically started just painting because you're blessed with that gift. And then over time, you realize that there's a very unique market, a very unique place to, for you to add value. And that fruitfulness then started to attract more and more value because you committed to that specific customer that you were targeting. And over time, more value, more franchisees, more wealth, more value that we're able to provide grew through just saying no. Anyway, that's what I love about marketing. There's two sides of marketing. There's promoting the value and then there's becoming the value. I like the part of becoming because the job of promotion is really, really easy, right? The job of positioning, making your inside reality truly valuable is the harder job in marketing. It takes a long time to shift. And thankfully, I joined a team that had already truly positioned the company to be valuable. That makes sense.
You know, the great thing about the franchise model is ultimately it's bringing folks together to grow enterprise value. That is the secret sauce of a franchise organization. That's the uniqueness of a franchise model where you have franchise partners, you know, a home office team consisting of support and leadership that supports those partners in serving our customer. At the end of the day, it's about serving the customer and being aligned with how we serve the customer, being aligned with how we are differentiated, and as a result, provide value in the market. And being a national organization, there's a lot of opportunity. There's a lot of white space there for the Lime Empire, right? And so there can be a lot of empires. There are a lot of empires that make up the empire that is the Lime brand, but that is a very unique model that I love about franchising because most organizations don't have that kind of ownership and invested interest in growing their empire and the overall empire. And frankly, home office is totally aligned with growing each empire that ultimately overall benefits the overall organization. That is just unbelievable, the structure of a franchise organization where day one, you are participating in growing the enterprise. Mm-hmm. Like you just mentioned, hey, look, I was able to join an organization that had already hit multiple inflection points, proved out the model, you know, was departments built for specific empire builders in this niche service. And that is the same for any franchise partner that joins going forward. Going back a handful of partners ago that joined, one of our newest owners, he specifically said, hey, I think this is the best time to join Lime. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree with him anymore. Why? Well, our idea became shared ideas that is much, it's way further than any one idea, any one person. It's a lot of people that share the same, the amazing things about the founding location everybody participates in. That's the beautiful thing about franchising. But from a niched perspective, now you talk about everybody participating in their local market, in their local markets across their empire, that empire being the value we're providing in the marketplace. It's very simple. We're a painting company. There's nothing rocket science about it. We just work with the top third of home values in a market and have a business model blueprinted for that sector in the market. Why do you think positioning is so critical?
I think that it's that same integrity principle that we're talking about. There's a lot of people that can say they serve the high-end market, but for example, because we said no to all the other markets, we actually can, and we can over-deliver consistently. Positioning is actually becoming more than you say that you are. So I think that it's part of like just understanding who you are. I think it's actually part of purpose. I think that outside of your design for your life, you're always going to struggle with positioning yourself in a light that feels authentic to you. I think part of positioning overlaps with purpose. Like, I feel like not knowing who you are and what you're designed to give or the gift that you're designed to give will actually eternally have you striving until you find your lane, until you meet your designer and you find your design. And once you step into that, I think that you'll begin to get the wind at your back and be positioned to actually attract what you were designed to attract.
That's the amazing part of helping folks, as we say, get to the other side. There's a lot of opportunities out there from an entrepreneurial point of view. But when you discover franchising and go through our discovery process, it becomes real. And not everybody goes through a discovery process to become a franchise partner and to contribute to an empire, to invest in their slice of the empire. That not everybody does that. And it's entrepreneurs are a rare breed. And that's what I love about franchising is it gives you an opportunity to exercise your entrepreneurial muscles that, right, achieve the American dream day one. Yeah. Right. When you invest and become a franchise partner, you have the playbook. You're a part of the culture. You're a part of the enterprise value that's been built. And now you get to contribute to the momentum, as you put it, and where the brand is continuing to go, where it's going. And now you're doing it in your territories. That is, for many reasons, a unique opportunity. But from a positioning and a marketing point of view, you know, a lot of the industry is serving the general customer and taking an approach of very cost driven. You know, the industry, painting in particular, has certainly leveled up and become more professional, definitely in the 16 years I've been doing it. But still, it's a general approach, right? And so even though paint technology gets better and processes and equipment get better, it's still a positioning deal, right? And nobody in painting, it's a $40 billion industry, nobody is focused on high price, high quality, the luxury sector. But when you think about all the other things that you do, my favorite example being restaurants, or food, just think about places you're going to go eat. That's a very mature industry. Mm-hmm. Home services is mature. There's a lot of standardization, a lot of professionalism that's being brought to the space. And a big part of that is because of franchise. It's very unique to be contributing to history in the home service space. We are pioneering the customer experience within the home improvement sector. For that customer that wants to do business the same way that they do, like think about automobiles. I want to pay more to get more. We talked about restaurants. What about homes? I want to pay more to get more for a custom home. Well, with contracting, with the trades, I want to pay more to get more. My favorite thing about franchising and positioning is this reality here, that we are, as an organization, we're aligned with serving this customer, providing incredible value in our markets for this underserved customer. It's very fragmented. And as a result, there's a huge opportunity to deliver happiness, to go above and beyond, and provide a great painting experience. Again, this isn't rocket science, nothing fancy about what we do. It's just taking a unique approach. Ted, from a marketing perspective, what opportunities does being niched like Lime present? What opportunities are there from a marketing point of view?
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like we're just like scratching the surface for what we've done so far, because we've got some really awesome systems in place corporately for our franchisees. But as far as I feel like the niche, what it does for us is it allows us to, for both our franchisees and for our franchise candidates, let's call it, we have a very true, unique customer, right? A customer that, let's put it this way, our franchise candidates, the unique person we're looking for is someone who's generous, someone who actually gives first, because there's two spirits in this world. There's fear and love. And fear, unfortunately, is a take-based spirit. And that's not our culture at Lime. It's not who we're looking for. As a franchise candidate, we're looking for people that are generous, that give first and over-serve and over-deliver. And the brilliant part about that marketing is it's the same marketing Jesus used. It's word of mouth marketing. Because when you over-deliver and you over-satisfy a customer, your marketing budget can drop next to nothing and you can still be successful, because one project equals 10 projects, right? Because of our positioning, our marketing, our call, our promotion doesn't have to be as good. Our positioning to a very unique customer makes it to where if we have world-class promotion, which we do and will continue to level up, especially with what we're doing to basically, Nick, I didn't tell you my story here on the podcast, but just so everyone else knows, I've built 3 very large fast growth ad agencies and 3 business coaching companies. I've done outside of Lime what I'm now doing inside of Lime. We're taking a lot of the things that we've learned in-house, and we're actually able to deliver much better marketing over these last little bits, basically, than we historically have. And that's both positioning and promotion. So it allows us to level up not only who we are as a company internally, but also make that our external reality as well. Like, let us level up and have the perception and our customer acquisition and our franchise acquisition systems be far better.
We have been such a sales organization, right? And having eclipsed the 100 territory mark, which, by the way, only 16% of franchise brands accomplish. And the majority of those are quick service restaurants, right? From a home service perspective, yeah, it's definitely great to be out of our emerging phase. It was an amazing phase, fun phase, but now we are very focused on leaning in on marketing and leveling up in so many different ways. And what's great about that is, my gosh, we've gotten to where we are predominantly through sales. What you spoke to, really, word of mouth. We call it compounding. And so, without giving away the secret sauce, compounding is critical, and it has everything to do with word of mouth and what you just talked about from a marketing point of view, with just how our business is set up, with customers paying us more to be structured to deliver more. And as a result, that reinforces itself in, the greatest KPI in our business, which is compounding. That is certainly, the secret sauce of a successful home improvement company. But being in the luxury space, gosh, talk about the branding, right? folks recognize companies that are in their neighborhood. They trust them. They know that, hey, my neighbor's definitely vetted. If they're having them work there, that's a reputable company. And so that ability to compound is pretty powerful when it's tied into branding. Again, this all goes back to being intentional about positioning, right? The secret sauce of any company is positioning. It all starts with positioning. You have to know your customer and you have to be united about leveling up that customer experience. Nothing else matters except for value with your customer. That's what you can charge for. That's what you can take market share for, right? That's the fair exchange, delivering value. And what's beautiful for us is the value we provide is not rocket science, it's painting. I always joke that the two worst things that can happen, all right, we need to touch it up, or, you know, hey, apologize, reset the expectation on timeline, you know, because it's taking too long. Those are the complexities in painting. It's very straightforward. So, you know, you talk about taking versus giving in business, right? And why generosity with your customer and team unlocks multiplication. That's a pretty neat statement. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So a lot of owners go direct to the customer, right? So I learned this a long time ago when I owned an Action Coach franchise, is that there's a circle of business, right? It goes from the owner, or call it shareholders, to the employees, from the employees to the customer, from the customer to take care of the business, and the business takes care of the owner and the franchisees, right? When you have the board, or call it the owner, taking care of the employees, right? Or the team, and they're doing it out of a heart of generosity. They're giving instead of taking. There starts to be something that happens that's the same thing that you're talking about. You're calling it compounding, Nick. I call it multiplication, right? It's being fruitful for the person in front of you. It's being generous. It's over-delivering. And because of the heart of give instead of the heart of take, most people, they see two companies and they can't tell the difference because they look like they're doing the same thing. They're painting the same wall the same color. The difference is the heart that they're doing it out of. Are they doing it out of a heart to give and over deliver, or are they doing it out of a heart to take and barely do the job? Same thing with your team. Are you doing it out of a heart to just love on your team and actually just take care of them and give them their needs and meet their needs? That invisible factor of the why you do what you do is actually what really matters, that people feel, right? It's the heart to give instead of the heart to take. There's only two spirits. People call these spirits and they make it all weird about like this spiritual reality. It's not, it's just thoughts, right? They're just thoughts. Are you doing it out of a heart, a thinking pattern that is generous, or are you doing it out of a thinking pattern to take or to get something? And when you do it out of generosity, and so for example, when we do a job, right, we are generous in our approach in the fact that we're over-delivering. We've positioned ourselves, like you said, Nick, to be paid, compensated well, to give. And that works also inside the team, where Nick is taking care of the team, who's taking care of the franchisors, because we're taken care of. And it's just this brilliant circle of a circle of a circle that just multiplies, because it's the heart of give instead of the heart of take, right? And that's what I call generosity multiplied. That's the same equation that I was talking about. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, and subdue. Fruitfulness is just generosity. It's giving the gift that you were designed to give, the purpose you were designed to live on this earth for, and giving it in a way out of a heart of love instead of a heart of take.
Yeah, imagine being a customer, right? And the leadership team within that territory takes that approach. And that's just the culture of the organization, right? You talked about from home office to our partners to their teams. And part of their team is the leadership team in a location. And they're loving on our artisans, right? There's a sweet relationship there. But then as a result, those artisans are loving on our customers. And it's a way of showing up and serving one another, that when we show up in the marketplace, it's different. It's a competitive advantage, especially when you're talking about an industry that's fragmented and lacks values, right? And as basic as our values, our, right? It's a set of, it's an acronym. Granted, when you really lean into those values, you realize the superpowers behind them. And when you have folks aligned in showing up behind those superpowers, you know, customers receive superpower customer service. And that's what it's all about. And our artisans are served and loved in that way. And that's my favorite, right? Knowing that our painter, our artisans are, you know, they're busy, they have work. We always say that we work in beautiful places for beautiful people with beautiful people. When you're talking about luxury painting, yes, we are in beautiful places. Have you ever been through our territories and seen the projects we're working on? My goodness, they're beautiful. And so we're providing our artisans with this way of doing business, this lifestyle that is the Lime Life, and doing it with their Lime fam. And this is the Lime way. All of that to say that the Lime Empire is pretty awesome, and it is fun to unite and serve our customers in a unique way. So when you were talking, I was just thinking about our core values, right? Gratitude, enthusiasm, tenacity, love, integrity, mission, excellence, and discipline. There's a lot of high performance in there. There's a lot of service-based values. There's a lot of just core values that align with who we are as people, like gratitude. If you lived life out of gratitude alone, you would have a leveled up life. And love, that's the most powerful emotion, experience, feeling, whatever you want to call it. But the fact that we can deploy that, that's pretty powerful. That's a differentiator. It's a way that, you know, we show up in the marketplace there. So gratitude, enthusiasm, tenacity, love, integrity, mission, excellence, and discipline. Ted, which one is your favorite value?
You can't go wrong with love, right? I mean, love is a person, but it's also a, like you said, it becomes an emotion, but it's also a choice, right? Do you want to hunting the greatness in people, right? Is love looking at the God that's inside of someone, like the reflection of the divine that's inside of someone. You cannot go wrong with that value. Like that, the person of love is a pretty incredible person, and the gift of love and the experience of love. Yeah. You can't say that you're a company about love and not be a company of love, right? Having that with integrity is a pretty profound experience.
Wow. Yeah. And a profound experience for our customers, right? Mm-hmm. I keep going back to that. Yeah. And our artisan. And when you start looking at our franchise partners, it's like, wow, it's a differentiator in franchising as well.
There is. Yeah.
It sure is great to be showing up in the marketplace and doing business in a way that inspires folks to level up the way that they do business. But Ted, I want to transition here. You've talked about healing and purpose, right? Know your gift and your why. What does all of that mean to you?
Was it, did I hear it correctly? It was healing and purpose. Is that right?
Healing and purpose.
Yeah. I have a unique bent. Obviously, the Christianese that I speak in, forgive me for that, but it's the way I view the world, right? Healing, for me, there's a story of the Bible, and it's out of Egypt, out of, call it captivity, into the promised land. But before you go into the promised land, you have to go into the desert many times, right? I feel like that story of breaking free from captivity and then getting healed, right? Most people don't know what healing is, and they don't even know that they were given to this earth to be a gift, to actually bring that presence, the presence of love, and to release who that is on this earth. And so healing is a really big deal in my world, because there's some people that are very, very close to me that live very, very broken lives. I lived on a farm out in the country. I had an amazing childhood. I had some things go south, I can share with you, but those things that went south created in me some really messed up beliefs. In business, it actually is why I'm so passionate about the giving versus taking spirit, because my first years in business, they were all about taking, taking from my employees, taking from my customers. Taking, that spirit of take was just so stinky all over my life. And I can remember in a moment in my life where I was just praying like, Lord, give me more. And this is, the taking spirit was like, I was a Christian. And I just remember pulling over and crying so hard because I felt the Lord just gently say, like, you're not taking care of who I've given you. And it was specifically the people that were in front of me, right? You're taking from my people. And it just broke me, right? Because I was taking. Healing for me is actually renewing your mind. It's actually seeing yourself and seeing others the way God sees you and sees others, seeing your purpose as God sees your purpose. And it's really hard to hear the reason you were sent if you don't hear clearly. And so healing is all about getting your relationship with others, right? And yourself in a place to where your relationship with the Creator is actually intimate and two-way so that you can see your purpose and you can see the reason that you were sent. If you can't identify why you were sent, why you were created, why you were made, it's probably a good indication that some of the ways that you view yourself and view others and view your Creator are broken. And most of your beliefs are established before you're 12 years old, right? Personally, I had some very messed up belief systems that ended up having me serve this. It says the love of money is the root of all evil. And I think that that's just the spirit. It's take versus give. If you relate to money as creating value and creating and giving, then basically you relate to money in a way that it was meant to be related to, where money serves you because it multiplies for you. Healing for me is all about getting your belief systems right, that you can see the reason you were sent.
Yeah, that clarity allows you to be called, right? And you have the skills and the maturation and the state of mind to not be led astray from your calling, what your gifts are. And that is such a beautiful way to communicate being obviously in your case, a living out your walk with Christ, which is beautiful. So thank you for that testimony of what that has meant in your life and how it's been transformative for you, as it has been for so many folks, just the chains and the restoration and everything that is done in learning about and leaning into your relationship with Christ. That's a lifelong process, of course, but what I love about faith, about Christianity, is that it aligns with business in so many ways. And frankly, we were designed to work. We were designed to tend the garden. We were designed to show up in all of our ministries. And entrepreneurship is a form of ministry. And so when you talk about our values, the M, the mission, that is business as mission. That is our light in the world, how we are serving the communities that have given to us, right? And so that take versus give mentality, yeah, we took because there was a fair exchange of value and we gave, and that was mutual. But the community as a whole has contributed to the success and the sustainability of our organization. So you want to give back to the community that has provided that success. And yeah, you know, when you were talking, I was just thinking about going back to the beginning of our conversation. You know, I talked about leadership and high performance mentality. And when you're talking about that at Lime and specifically in marketing, voila, meet Ted. Yeah, Ted, it's been awesome having you on the team. And we are certainly honored to have you. Your leadership has been we have leveled up in so many ways. I know the marketing team loves having your leadership. I know the leadership team loves having your leadership in the marketing. It's new for us at Lime, just crossing the 100 territory mark. It's been an exciting level up, but it's really just the beginning. You know, we have a whole board of advisors now, and the talent in marketing there on that board is contributing to our marketing, our brand funds specifically. That is very exciting. The brand is just going in some incredible directions. And it's a testament of the unification, the partnership, the national partnership, the alignment around building enterprise value and making history in the home improvement space. It's really all about our customers and providing a unique solution that's top notch for our customers. Ted, you are definitely leading the way in marketing and helping us to do just that. I definitely want to hear a little bit about some interesting facts on your part. If you could share an interesting fact with the audience, what would that be?
I'd say I homeschool my kids. That's kind of random and interesting, but with five kids, it's important to us. I was telling someone just yesterday at the pool, she was asking why I homeschool. And there's this principle of first mention. It's the same thing about beliefs, that it wasn't like a go against public schools or private schools or anything like that. It was more of a go towards actually being the seeds of our kids' thinking. In other words, same thing about the Bible. The first time something's mentioned in the Bible, it will always be filtered through that principle. The first time you learn about something, the rest of your life, you will filter your thoughts through that belief system. Just having the honor for five children to be able to help them in a way that you're able to choose their belief system as the principle of first mention, be the person who mentions something first, it's a big deal in our world. It's something we're incredibly passionate about. We love doing it. We have a group that we do our homeschooling with that we really love and admire and do life well with. And so that's an interesting fact, I guess, different than most.
Yeah, you're homeschooling five kiddos and you're teaching them to know and love and fear God and do their best to obey. That is certainly incredible and important work. I know I wish I had that sort of leadership growing up as a child, but man, that's just the beautiful thing around every generation leveling up. I can't relate to the homeschooling part, but definitely is important work to be teaching them how to obey God to the best of their abilities. It sure is humbling, I'll tell you that, because they start to understand your shortcomings. And that's always humbling when I continue to realize how much grace we need.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story around homeschooling the kids that I love. It's one of my favorite dad moments. And it was about, we're out fishing with the boys and we get up at like, I don't know, 4 o'clock in the morning or something ridiculous. And we're fishing until like 7 o'clock, right? And we catch nothing, not a single fish, all three of us with our poles in the water the whole time. So then Josiah, my oldest son, says, Dad, we didn't pray. So I was like, oh, you're right. We need to pray. And so he just says the most simple little prayer. And then instantly, like as soon as he's done praying, gets the fish on, right? And I was like, you're kidding me. Like, Lord, thank you. What an awesome experience. And then Zakiah, right, comes up and he's like, Dad, I didn't pray. Go ahead, pray, you know, like it works. And so he prayed and
it works.
Boom. It worked twice, right? We had two fish right on the line, right at that moment. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, if I would have learned that lesson when I was a little guy, the Lord just asked for the simple stuff, for the fish. And anyway, significant moment for me. Awesome, proud dad moment. And yeah, hopefully it was as significant in their life as it was in mine. So,
right. Yeah, just that simple edification. And that's just one of tons. And that's my favorite part of faith, is seeing all the truth. It's like that blue car. You don't see it until you know about it. And then it's everywhere. Those prayers and answers to them, it has that blue car effect, most certainly. And actually, in my childhood, I was fortunate to have been introduced to Christ at a super young age. So that has been my superpower. That has been my testament, I'll tell you that. And seeing God's faithfulness throughout my entire life to prayers, much like that, from simple to big and everything in between. I could talk about that clearly all day, but I know that is near and dear to your heart and a part of who you are, and definitely something that you and I connect over and our kiddos get to benefit from as well. I have a similar story. My son won the elementary state title and got most valuable wrestler. And afterward, he told me that it was because he prayed. And leading up to it, that tournament, I had worked with him on incorporating prayer into just who he was and around training and state of mind and everything else. And to hear him say that was just so meaningful. Ted, I could chat with you all day. Like I told you guys, you were going to level up after this conversation from a marketing perspective and a leadership standpoint. Ted, thank you for being on the show. Definitely appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me.
And Ted, if anybody wants to reach out to you, they have any questions, how can they do that?
Just Ted@linepainting.com.
Simple enough. Well, you heard it. Ping Ted, reach out with any questions, but more importantly, smash that subscribe button, like this video, and drop a comment down below. We would love to get your thoughts and contributions to this conversation. But as always, level up.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show. Remember, it's never too late to get started on your entrepreneurial journey. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share if you enjoyed today's segment. Catch us again next week and visit limepainting.com for more of the Level Up with Nick Lopez show.